Here goes. In the Heilige Mishnah, we have what appears to be a machlokes chacham Rabbi Yosi. It appears to be pretty straightforward. And the Gemara comes and starts making things confusing. The Gemara, it seems to be machlokes just about why would a parah not be good? Maybe because it's called a Karen. Maybe they're all called Karen. And that seems to be machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the chacham. Comes along Ula and he says, no, there's really something else going on that you're just not aware of. Because the Mishnah doesn't even mention it. And that's where the Rishonim ask, Rishonim and Achronim, so why couldn't we just leave it the way it is? It's a machlokes of whether or not it's called a Karen or it's not called a Karen. We said yesterday four answers to this question. Go over them again. One answer we said to this question was that the Rishonim say that this Svara is so compelling, Svara of Enkateganas Negra, that Ula felt the license to like cram it into the Mishnah. There was nothing wrong with the Mishnah the way it was, but Ula wanted to like, because he felt Enka Teganas Sinegar is such a compelling Svara, so he crammed it. Amazing that Ula has the power to be able to do that as a Amoira to make it Shita of Tana and have the other Tana argue on it. Ula can do that. He's so confident in his Svara that he just crammed it in. And that's why I did it. So there's really nothing wrong with the way the Mishnah was. That was one pshat we said. Another pshat we said was that there is something wrong with the Mishnah because Rabbi Yosi really answered the Chachamim very, very firmly. The Gemara says, the very first words in the Gemara, Shapir Kama Rabbi Yosi, which means that the Chachamim are up against the ropes. What they said in the Mishnah doesn't sound so convincing. And we're going to end up passing like the Chachamim. So what are we going to do? The Chum wiggle their way out. They say, yeah, everything's called a Karen, called a Shoifer. And they do that type of like, they make an escape. Does anyone need a pen? We have lots of extra pens. Ruvain, lots of pens. I don't want to throw that far. I don't want to throw. I have a lot of pens. Does anyone else need a pen? Ah, yeah. All right, so lots of pens we have here. Avi, you need a pen? I can throw along. You need a pen? Oh, you're out. Okay. So, so the second shot we said was that the Chachamim is really not such a convincing argument. Ula sensed that. So Ula had to beef up a little bit the Chachamim's position. And then the Chacham will have another Svara. There's a different Svara with the Chacham are saying, which is Ein Kateger Nasa Senega. We'll get to that. The third Mahalach that we said of why perhaps we were saying this is the Svasemis says that maybe we're coming to be Darshinon Taima Dikra. Really, Ein Achanami, the reason is because it's called the Karen. But why is it called the Karen? What is it? Stam, Xeris Akosiv, in the Velterain. Xeris Akosiv, it's called the Karen. Or maybe there's more like a reason behind it. In other words, the way we have the Shita of the Chacham, it seems to be just a very bland thing. It's Xeris Akosiv, called Karen, it's puzzle. Why is a par called Karen? I don't know, because it's called Karen. Comes along, I'll give you a little bit more insight, give you a little bit more understanding. But not necessarily is it really two reasons. But it's more that this is the reason that is motivating, driving the Chachamim to, or the reason behind it. And the third Mahalach we said, which is an interesting Mahalach, I believe from the Yom Teruah, Aaron Katz was Mechavin to it yesterday, was that Lamaisa Tois is a very strong question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaShofer Tzkerim Shchutz Mishel Para. What about a Re'em? Re'em is also called a Karen. Re'em is also called a Karen. And we're not so happy with Tosis's answer. So therefore, to give a different approach, Ula has like an alternative answer to that question of Re'em. What does that mean? Let's understand. Let's play that through. In other words, according to Ula, is a Re'em puzzle. According to Ula, is a Re'em puzzle. I think not. Because why is the reason why it's possible in the Mishnah? Because Enka Teger Nasa Saneger. Oh, that's what it seems like. According to the Yom Teruah, it would come out that the main reason is because of Ein Katega Nasa Senegar. And when it says in the Mishnah, it's really pretty much, you know, irrelevant. So then I understand why it doesn't say Re'im in the Mishnah. Why? Because Re'im is really kosher. But so is it true? Kol ha'shef is ksherim chutz mishal para? Is that true? Yes or not? So I don't think Ula made it any more gishmak. I think that what we're saying is that the main reason is because Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. The mashal. The other thing that we said. Like the other pshat we said, when he said that Ula didn't like the Rabbanan's mahalach. The Rabbanan, Shapir come Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said good. The Rabbanan are kind of like wiggling. They're trying to say. So it's not a great reason. So therefore, the Ikar reason is Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. And what it says in the Mishnah is really just superficial. That's not really the reason. If that's the case, if we're right, so then why doesn't it say Reim in the Mishnah? The answer is because Reim will be kosher. Now, everybody say, all of this goes not like what we saw from the Ramban. That the Ramban said that Reim is no good. Forget about names. Forget about Kategor Nasa Senegar. A Reim doesn't get off the ground. A Reim doesn't even get into, like, not even in the ballpark. Why not? Because the Reim is not a shofar. Can I blow a trumpet on Rosh Hashanah? Why not? It's made out of silver. You don't have Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar. Why can't I blow a trumpet? It's not a shofar. So can I blow a Re'im? No. I don't need Zeres HaKosuvs. I don't need anything. It doesn't even come into the conversation. You have a kasha on the Mishnah. Why did it say, Kol HaShofar is K'shei Mechutz Mishal Paro? What about a trumpet made out of silver? It's not a kasha. It's not a shofar. Okay. Akoponim, my friends. There's going to be perhaps, says Rabbi Yashiv, nafgamina is lehalacha. If you're going like Ula, or you're not going like Ula, nafgamina ledina is as follows. There are times when we also blow shofar or different things like that. For example, in the case of the chatzoitzreis of karbonos, that would be an example where we blow chatzoitzreis. What do we usually do for chatzoitzreis? First of all, where are the korbanos blown? Where are the chatzoitzreis blown? Anyone? In the Beis HaMikdash, right? In the Beis HaMikdash. They're blown in the Beis HaMikdash. During the korbanos. And we paskin, they don't have to be made out of, we make them out of silver, but they don't have to be made out of silver. Can a person take a shofar of a keren, of a shor, and blow it as chatzoitzreis? Can it be used as chatzoitzreis? Keren of a shofar. What do you think? If the only reason why Rabbi Yossi passed using a shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because over there you need to have shofar and not keren, the chatzoitzreis have to be shofar and not keren? Chatzoitzreis are chatzoitzreis. They don't have to be shofar. Then it'll be fine. However, if you're telling me there's a klal of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar, and the reason I can't use a shofar shel para is because anytime I want to be a Kategor, I can't be a Senegar. What? So Rabbi Yosha brings a pasuk. Interesting. Vinizkartem. Now, what Toivi, even with that, so he says it is Zikaron. Toivi is a good kasha, his heads up, but I don't know if it's the same Zikaron as Shofar. I have to see what does it mean, Shofar is the Zikaron is Kilafnim Dami. See what that means exactly. Yeah. But you could be Yoitze with even blowing a Shofar. But Yosha seems to assume you can use whatever you want. He assumes you can even use it. Oh, he's saying if it's gold, it's also Enka Tegan Asenega. Oh, very good. So very good. So Chesky's saying you could ask a very simple question. Why don't you we can use of gold? If there's a problem, Enka Tegan Asenega, could be Chesky. We'll see why maybe he's switching it to par. We'll see in a minute, hopefully. That could be a nachkamina ladina between Ula and not Ula. Ula comes along and says, there's another reason here, Enka Tegan Asenega. So does this reason apply? That we'll have to see. Okay. What's interesting is Ula says, "Hainu time de rabbanon ki de rav chizda dam rav chizda mepnei ma'in kohen gadol nichas big day zav lefnai v'lefnim la'avad avoida." Why does a kohen gadol not wear big day zav? V'yishein kategar nase sanegar. Because kategar is a prosecutor, can also be a defendant. The gold is something that was used for what? Egal Azov, you can't have gold also be something that's trying to bring us a kapara. The Kohen Gadol can't wait big day Zav, Lefnai, Lefnim, and Kategor, Nas, and Sanegar. That's what it says. The Marsha asks an interesting question. He asks the Marsha the following thing. It's brought down during the Miluim. It says, Kach Lecha Egal Ben Bokar. The Pasuk says, what, during the Shivas and Miluyim, when we started to bring the building of the Mishkan, and it's brought down, Chazal said, Yavoy Egel, the Yechaper al Maisa Egel. Yavoy Egel, the Yechaper al Maisa Egel. How could, wait, hold on a second. I thought we said, Ein Kategar Nase Sanegar. Although we said, you can't, over there it's Dafka Yavoy Egel, the Yechaper. Almaisa Egel. Similar type of thing we have by Parad Duma, which Rashi brings down. Yavoya Aim, Yanake Soyas Bina. So then over there, a mother should clean up for the Parad Duma is a kapara for the Maisa Egel. Aim Kategar, Nasa Sanegar. So says the Marisha, the only problem of Aim Kategar, Nasa Sanegar is if it's Bifnim. It has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's like in Hashem's inner chamber. It's like you can't bring that in. But if it was done Malchutz, it's not a problem. And this Karban was done Malchutz. Yeah. However, we have a similar type of Medrash. The Medrash says, Yovai Zohav of the Mikdash. That all the Zohav of the Mikdash is Mechapra on the Egel HaZov. Over there also, we should ask Enka Tegar Nasa Sanegar. So again, maybe that's not Bifnim. However, comes along Rabbi Yashiv and says a great Svara. And the Oilam was Mechavin to the Svara yesterday, I don't remember who, but he said the following thing. If you're coming to address the Egel HaZov, if you're coming to address the Egel HaZov, so then what's the best thing to do? Address it with the very thing that did the sin. I'm coming to get kapara for the Egel HaZov. Yavoy Egel v'yechaper al Egel. Yavoy Zav v'yechaper al Zav. That's the way we get kapara. We'll redirect. We'll use it properly. But if you're just trying to get a kapara for other sins that you did, you're not even talking about the Egel HaZov. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is not coming in for kapara for the Egel HaZov. He's coming in for the kapara for all the sins that the Jewish people did over the course of the year. Egel HaZov happened years ago in history. You don't want to bring up other mistakes that Klal Yisrael did. Ein kategar nasa sanegar. If I'm dealing with this very sin, I stare it in the eye. I say, okay, I want to have kapara for the egel. You have egel v'chapar al egel. You have zav v'chapar al zav. But if I'm just trying to get kapara for random sins, don't bring in something that's going to ki'ilu get a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry if you're not going to address it. So when the Kohen Gadol comes to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, he's not talking about the Egel HaZov. So let's just not mention that. We'll get to that. The Gemara asks the question. The Shaila is as follows. What? The Shaila is as follows. It says by the Para Aduma. Who is the one who brought the Para Aduma? Anyone know? Give you a hint. It's not the person you would have thought it would be. who's the one who brought the Parah Aduma? Not Moshe. But you're right in not saying not Aaron. It was Elazar. Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. Why was it not Aaron? Because being that Aaron did the Chet HaEgel, therefore, Aaron's not going to... I don't get it. Why wouldn't you say that Aaron, Adarabba? I would say Aaron was the one who did the Chet HaEgel. Aaron was a part of the Chet HaEgel, right? He didn't actually bow down, obviously, but he was party to this entire sin. So why wouldn't you say Aaron is the most befitting person in order to get the kapara? No. No one else in Shevet Levi, apparently. So Yossi's saying like this. I'm just going to re-paraphrase what Yossi's saying. When you're coming to be mechaper for your sin in Achanami, then it's appropriate for you to do it. But the Parah Aduma was really for Klal Yisrael's sin. So therefore, Aaron wasn't like focused on Aaron's participation. Klal Yisrael's participation was different than Aaron's participation. Therefore, maybe we dafka don't want Aaron to like kind of like a narrow zone in only on his sin. Okay, let's daf of this. A koponim. So we see over here there's a concept of we shouldn't have gold in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Kohen doesn't use gold, and that's why we're not going to use Shofar of Parah, because it's also like a Kateger thing. Shteltzach the Kasha the Yoim Trua. The Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, it was plated. Does anyone know what the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Mati, you could talk up over here. You ready? I want to hear a nice, good svara here. Let's say we can get a good lamdish svara. What was the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash plated with? Does anyone know? You're allowed to have a Shofar that's plated. It was plated with gold. Gold. Frektor Zarua. If you're telling me I can't use a Shofar of a Parah because Ein Kategen Asa Senegar. And you're telling me you can't wait big day Zohar because Ein Kategen Asa Senegar. How can I have a Shofar mitzupe Zohav? Ain't gonna take it as an anger. Ain't a chanami, the Shofar is not going to be of a paro. But it's mitzupe Zohav. Zohav is a problem. Ain't gonna take it as an anger. How is the Shofar mitzupe Zohav?
You're not using the gold over there to be mechapa for something.
What do you mean? Hold on, Mati's speaking. Hold on a second. What are you saying, Mati?
If when you want to use the Shofar, then the Shofar can be of something, which is a kateger, but the gold you're just using because that's what you decided to do. So I'm using this gold to like...
Why am I not using the gold, but I'm blowing the Shofar?
But no one asked me to put the gold in the Shofar. I just want to do it because...
Okay, but Lamaisa, I'm putting the gold in the Shofar. So why is that not a problem? Don't do that. You're going to anger...
No one said that adding gold will help to be mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. It's not
Rabbi.
Okay, we'll see other stories similar. We'll see other stories similar, even though you're not what Mati is saying is the Etzem Kapara is not coming from the gold, so therefore maybe it's not a problem. We'll see other places where Etzem Kapara is not coming from the gold, it still might be a problem. Yeah.
Rabbi, the snot by Shofar is not the look, it's the voice that comes out of it.
Who's that speaking?
Akiva Edelman.
Akiva Edelman. Edelman. So all the way from Eretz Yisrael, Akiva says the following svaris. Machaven to Tavi Silver. Did you hear it, Akiva? Did you hear Tavi say it? Tell me the truth.
No.
Says Tavi and Akiva the following thing. He says, we're going to get back to the basics, my friends. When it comes to Shofar, what's the Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Shofar? The Shmias Kol Shofar, which we'll see, it might be debatable, but at the moment. So therefore, if I put a gold around the Shofar, if the gold would affect the sound of the Shofar, then what? Maybe in a Hanami, I would say it's a problem. But when we plate the gold, the way we did it, by the way, we didn't put it on the lips. The plating was like outside. It just made it look nice. It just made the Shofar look nice. But the keel mitzvah of the shofar doesn't happen together with the with the chefts of the shofar. What was our raya to that? If a person steals a shofar, can he blow? Can he be yoytze with a stolen shofar? Says the Rambam. Yes. Why? What about the din of ein mitzvah haba ba'aveira? He said because ein din gezel b'koil. So maybe over here also, the fact that the coil doesn't have gold in it isn't going to be a problem. However, we're going to see other ideas. What? Can you hear what? Because by a para, why can you use a para? Because by a para, the sound is coming from the horn. The horn is part of the para. The ki'ilu, the body of the parah, is generating the sound. So therefore, it's ein kategor na'aseh neger. You have the sound of a parah. I can't hear you. Hold on a second. I can't. It's hard for me to hear. I got like different echoes. So what were you saying, Ali? What's that? Yeah, but that's not. So okay, so there's a difference between the din of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar and the din of Mitzvah Baba Avera. You're going to have to try to work that out. So go to Ara, you have to try to work that out. Let's keep going. Says the Goyin Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? It's a different sound. Yeah, Vada. Good. He's not Yisnoa with that. It's not around him. It has to be him Yisnoa somehow. We'll have to see if that's... We'll see when we get to the Gemara. Let's keep going. There's an interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that people are noyeg not to wear gold on Yom Kippur. Are you familiar with that minig? Not to wear gold on Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the reason is because Ein Kategor Nase Sanegar. So therefore, we shouldn't wear gold on Yom Kippur. Asks Yossi. Hold on. He did. Just inside, he can't. So Frek Yossi, so what's the problem if when we're davening, we're outside? Zokta Beis HaLevi! When you're davening, you're Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What do we say when a person davens? Yechavein Liboy Eitzel Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why when a person davens, you can't walk in front of him because you're walking on the Shekhinah. You're walking on, you can't do that. What'd you say? When we daven Shemon Esrei, we're bifnim. When he's doing that avoda, we're not bifnim. Only Shemon Esrei. Shemon Esrei puts you in lifnim. Shemon Esrei zooms us there. Avi is making a fascinating observation. Says Avi, so it seems like we could get lifnai v'lifnim even without going into the course. Just by Shemon Esrei, you could get lifnai v'lifnim. In a chanami, it's apparently we have a transportal machine or something like that. What did you say? Enochnami. But he didn't do the avoid. The avoid is not during. He didn't have Shemon Esrei. No, only Shemon Esrei is Zoom. Shemon Esrei is Kibifnim Dami. That's why we do Shemon Esrei. It's a whole different Zach. It's only Yom Kippur that we're trying. Yeah. I call Pane, but with. When he's davening Shemon Esrei, he shouldn't. Correct. When he's davening Shemon Esrei, he shouldn't. Ein Hachanami. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, we don't. What? We're saying that we don't daven Shemon Esrei in big days in gold on Yom Kippur. Because because Shemon Esrei is Avoida. That's Avoida Shebelev. That's our avoda. So I would say that's what we could say. I personally don't think that all this is, I think this is very geschmack. and it's not, it's like good mussar, but I'm not really sure if this is true. I'll tell you why, part of why. The Ritva says, asks about whether or not you could have a talis with a golden atara. You have, yeah, I don't know if you ever saw it. Those of you that were by the Shabbaton this past year, Lipa has a talis with a golden atara. Are you allowed to wear a talis with a golden atara on Yom Kippur? Lefi the Ritva, yes. Ritva says it's okay. So why is it okay? If we're noyig not to wear gold. So I'm not sure. I personally think the answer is that this, that we're noyig not to wear gold, is really more of a, like a, it's like more of a feeling type of thing. You know, it's like, what? Yeah, I think it's more of a feeling thing. I don't know if it's really a halacha. The jewelry of gold is like more of just trying to get us like, it's trying to be machnias. It's trying to get us, I don't know. I don't know if it's, this is brought as a halacha, that you wear gold, you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again if you wear gold. Is it like it's the Shemoneh Esrei is like, it's like, it's not chal? Or it's just like, you know, that's not the right thing to do. It's like, don't wear gold. We want to create a certain like a feeling on Yom Kippur where a person feels sorry for his sins. So we just like take off your gold. And I don't know. I'm not sure. Akoponim, the Ritva says you're allowed to wear a talis with a talis that is mitzuyetzes with that has zav. Tosis in Yevamah says the following thing. Avi, had a question? Yeah. No. Listen to this. This is a good one. Tosis in Yevamah says a kohen gadol that murdered with his hands, with his bare hands, is not allowed a duchen. Why is he not allowed a duchen? Because what's duchening? What's the most important part of the duchening? Your hands. Ve'ein kategar nase sanega. Zoishtet in Tosfos. Frekt the acharoinim on Tosfos. That's b'chutz. Ein kategar is only b'fnim. So he's in Shofar, gets you b'fnim. Kohen Gadol is b'fnim. Shmoneh Esrei, maybe you go to b'fnim. But no one said that when a kohen is duchening, it's like he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, he's still not. I don't think he's Kodesh HaKadoshim. I don't know. That's not the answer that the Chidah says. Maybe someone says that Chesky suggesting kohen, it's pretty easy. We're getting easier and easier to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim now. But Akoponim says the Chidah different teretz. Rabbi said, see if you could be mechaven to the Chidah's teretz. It's not so complicated. A kohen gadol that kills with his bare hands can't duchen. Because ein kategar nase sanega. Nope. That would be good. That's a nice thought, but that's not what he says. It's another interest. Maybe that's also like pifnim. Can't duchen ever. Can't duchen. No asra. Nope. Not tummy. What? No kain kid. No kain. Every kain, no kain. Kain kills with his hands, he can't duchen. Bismanazeh. If he found that the Baruch did that, can't duchen anymore. Says the Chidah, listen to this Gishmak Asvara. Says the Chidah, the kain who killed with these very hands that he killed with. There we say in Katega Nasasenega, even Bachutz. It's just symbolism, gold. So this is not the gold of the eagle. Ein Ochanami, the gold of the eagle Hazav. If someone would take that gold and want to use it in the base of English, no good. Even Bachutz. Because this is the shtick of the Kategar. But we're saying, Gold. It's gold. Is also has kategor in it. Egel, para has kategor in it. If you would take the kaviyachol, the horns of the para aduma, and try blowing with it, even if it wasn't bifnim, it would be a problem. Good question. Person steals with his hands. Kain gadol, kain. A kain steals with his hands. Just like enkategenas sanegar. Kayan hit someone with his hand, he should say. When do we decide? Yeah. Kopana Rabbi Yoshua asked the following question, and this we will end this discussion. Oh boy, we have to anyway close soon. There's a lot more to do here, but see what we can get to. What about someone from Shevet Levi wants to blow a shofar with a shofar shel para? Can he do that? Asks Rabbi Yoshua. Let's get it clear. There's no question if someone from Shevet Levi wants to wear the big days of Bifnai Bifnim. Why not? Because only a Kohen Gadol can go to Bifnai Bifnim, and he wants to do that, we'll kill him. Right? Only a Kohen Gadol. And Kohen Gadol has the problem in Ketegen Asa Sanegar. What about Shevet Levi wants to blow just for himself? Just for himself. Let me say it a little bit better also. Kohen Gadol going to Bifnai Bifnim, who's who being Mechaper for? Everybody, we got a problem with Ein Ketegen Asa Sanegar. But let's say a Shevet Levi just wants to blow for himself. Blow a Shofar for himself, Shofar Shel Para. Is it a problem or not? No, no one else is there. He's alone. He's in an ear miklat. It's just Shevet Levi. Everyone there. He just wants Kapar for himself. Doesn't want Kapar for anyone else. Why? I'm just blowing for myself. Wait a second. Hold on a second. My friends, listen for a second, if you don't mind. If I blow a shofar in my house and it's just me, is that get a kapar for other people that didn't hear the shofar? Do they have to have their own shofar? Everyone's got to get their own shofar. So I'm just blowing for myself. It's just little me. Why can't I just blow? I don't know if it's traumatic or as much as in so far as it's kategor is nasa sanegor. For me, I'm coming. And I'm gonna bring you that. Oh, that's kilo ma'ir. It's ma'ir idin dirischa. I'll say a little bit like Chesky, but maybe a little bit different. Just a touch. There's a concept in Klal Yisrael called Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, which is that even if you say I didn't do it, you are somewhat responsible. We are somewhat responsible. For that reason, even though I'm gonna say it's not my problem, it is your problem. If there's someone makes a hole in the whole ship goes down. So therefore, Shevet Levi went down with us. Not the same way, not the same amount, because they weren't physically involved. But for Shevet Levi also, this is off limits. It's similar to what you were saying, Chesky, right? It's not exactly the same. Yeah, but there's no they and you. There's no they and you. It's all us. It's all us, though, because it's a sore point for Klal Yisrael. It's us. We are in this ish echad belev echad. It's part of our body's in, so we're all going to have to try to fix it. Akoponim, this is one of the stories. We have a lot more to speak about in Ein Ketegen Asa Sanegar, but we do have a ceremony coming up soon, Rabbi Yisai. So we'll stop here, and Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow.